Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to listen. We've got what's like war drums increasing rapidly, and we may be going to war anytime soon. I think it's all tied to Donald Trump, and I think it's all tied to his state of emergency, which probably has absolutely nothing to do with the wall, but everything to do with what's coming up. Hi, Larry. How are you doing up there on your mountaintop?
Oh, just focusing in my binoculars on Venezuela.
Yeah, what's the latest on that? It doesn't sound too good.
Well, it's really interesting. Of course, we can't, vet it particularly, but here's a post from Hal Turner in just the last little bit claiming that we're on a 72-hour ready standby period right now and focusing on basically that this weekend is a time to watch. Now, let me read this information, and then I'll get you to, comment on it. It says, Venezuela closes airspace from Dutch Antilles, moves troops to the border with Colombia, says decision time February the 23rd, as reported by Guaido in Venezuela. Says USA being stockpiled in Colombia near Cucuta. Says Guaido had told or warned the Venezuelan people and the military that they only have, and this is information going out now, Stuart, that Guaido is telling the Venezuelan people and military, they only have until February the 23rd, Saturday, to make a most important decision. And now this is Intel reports, or scuttlebutt, if you will, says reports of military strikes beginning possibly against Maduro and his military the 23rd nighttime or on the 24th, that's Saturday or Sunday. Says U.S. spy satellites have been tasked now upon Venezuela, and there is scuttlebutt that ship and airlocked cruise missiles may be fired directly at Maduro and his military if they don't stand down. And there's also a notice of a ship coming from Puerto Rico with aid that's going to arrive about the same time Saturday that this timeline goes. And they're expecting the Venezuelan troops under Maduro to either seize this ship or to attack it. And that will be that'll be a false flag in a way, but that will open up a war front, if you will. What do you think?
Well, it certainly sounds it, and with it makes you wonder, too, if we're not going to target Cuba and just get rid of the communist problems altogether. Or at least attempt to. We've been flying all these aircraft and heavy aircraft, these heavy military transports. I guess we've got tons and tons of so-called humanitarian aid, food, water, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And who knows what kind of military operations are underway, troop movements, whatnot, because remember, Trump said, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, or how. So we could find ourselves involved in a major war, because we best not forget that we have undoubtedly Chinese troops there, probably North Korean troops, probably Russian troops. I think Iran's involved in it as well, and Cuba. Here's an headline from Moscow. Moscow calls Venezuela aid plans chronicle of pre-announced provocation. Venezuelan operatives previously said that U.S. humanitarian aid would be delivered on the, to the country 23 February. There's that date. This is coming right out of Moscow. However, President Maduro so far has refused to accept any aid that the United States has delivered to neighboring Colombia, blasting it as a ploy to topple his government. Russian Foreign Ministry on Monday called the plans to deliver humanitarian aid 23rd February a pre-announced provocation, adding it would be more helpful if Washington removed its sanctions. Situation in Venezuela, he said, is taking an alarming route. The events that are scheduled to take place on 23 February could be named, using the paraphrased expression of great Latin American Gabriel Garcia Marquez, a chronicle of re-announced provocations. So they don't believe any of it. They think this is just a way that he's getting ready to invade, but he's going to use the humanitarian crisis as the pretext to get in, which is exactly, of course, what the United Nations is going to do here in America when we get into a full-scale revolution here. That's the pretext they will use. I can't remember what rule it can come in under, but that's humanitarian aid is the big one that the UN uses all the time to invade a nation. It's part of all their, this is all part of the New World Order. But here's another one that I read. I want your comment. President Trump is accusing Cuba of having troops in Venezuela as he continues to pave the way for a potential war. Is he threatening Cuba, do you suppose?
Well, that's entirely possible, Stuart, because Florida Marquis, as you well know, has been monitoring a lot of naval units down in that whole region. And the last reports that I heard was there were 35,000 plus Cuban troops working with Maduro in Venezuela.
So if we attack Venezuela, we would be attacking Cuba. And who knows what Cuba's hiding? And who knows what the Russians have brought in? Remember, they had first I read, and we had pictures of them, the two Soviet high-tech bombers that landed there. And, of course, they've got that island airport they've been developing, and you can see it if you go on Google. I mean, it's right there in plain sight. And we don't, you know, we heard the rumors that Maduro gave that to the Russians. So if it's their land and their air base and we were to attack it, that would be a direct confrontation with Russia. And that could escalate fairly rapidly. Cuba denied, however, on Tuesday it has any security forces in Venezuela and charged the statements were part of an orchestrated campaign of lies paving the way for military intervention in the South American country. If the U.S. invades Venezuela, could it be possible that we will end up in a war with Cuba at the same time? Such a notion seemed impossible just a few short years ago, but our relationships with Cuba are the diplomatic equivalent of a dumpster fire in 2019. So evidently, we're not doing so well that way. And then we got any. What do you think is going to happen? Do you really think we're actually going to try and get in there and just take it over? You know, I don't mean, with all the evidence, it sounds like we are.
Well, it sounds like another energy war, Stuart. And,
yes.
Of course, we know that all the energy companies in America, because of Venezuela's vast resources of energy that they're sitting on, want a part of that. And that's basically following the deep state playbook, if you will. The interesting thing is this February the 23rd date, and Juan Guaido has been literally announcing all over Venezuela that date and warning that Maduro and his military had better make the right decision or else, and he's not explaining or else. I think or else may be intervention by U.S. forces. And possibly, we also know, Stuart, that I believe it's Brazil and Colombia, you know, has militarized their borders with Venezuela and moved armies up there. So there could begin an invasion. We do know that scuttlebutt was that U.S. operatives and foreign troops were training in Brazil to insert themselves into Venezuela. So it appears pretty much Venezuela's encircled by U.S. forces one way or the other, proxies, it doesn't matter. And this could begin to go this weekend.
Well, somebody pointed out something that I don't know how many people that are listening have seen Schwarzenegger's Predator movie. And in the Predator movie, they don't use Venezuela. They got another name for it. But you remember they went in by helicopter and inserted their special force group headed up by Schwarzenegger. And what was interesting is that I can't imagine we have not already done that, that our special forces have already got to be in there. And maybe a big surprise. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention, Stuart, if you remember, and I don't know whether you got to see the details on that, but there were images. I think I posted one or sent you one of U.S. forces landing, being put ashore off the coast of Venezuela,
yes,
inserting into Venezuela. And Hal Turner actually posted that with videos and then suddenly removed all of it and became very quiet. So I would assume we probably are already doing that.
I'm sure we are, and, you know, our boys are pretty sharp, our special forces, of course, you've got Spetsnaz for the Russians, and they may be in there as well, and, you know, like you were just saying, this is an energy war, and Russia has invested millions of dollars, so has in China, so this is not going to go necessarily as easy as everybody thinks it is. And, of course, it could trigger World War III. So another move that we should shift over to, because this is, I think, highly important, it is being reported that President Trump is rushing to transfer highly sensitive U.S. nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. Now, this is extremely interesting in view of Iran. Now, I don't know Iran's leaders or how they think militarily, but if I was Iran and Saudi Arabia was my mortal enemy and I heard that they were going to be given nuclear missiles of some type, cruise missiles, maybe, who knows what they were going to be given, would I just sit back and wait, or would I do a preemptive as outlined in Daniel chapter 8 and 11? And I'm beginning to wonder if we're not going to do, or they will do a preemptive. If you read Daniel, it more or less indicates that this thing is almost instantaneous. There's no warning given, and all of a sudden they're going everywhere. And maybe a last-ditch effort to control that section of the Middle East. And Iran really is surrounded by a number of enemies, and so they may just decide, okay, they got to have their Mahdi. Let's not forget the religious component of all this. What do you think? I mean, this is kind of odd that Trump is suddenly doing this.
Well, what also is odd to go along with that, because I saw the data some time ago that the U.S. was looking to assist Saudi Arabia with and the kingdom with nuclear facilities. And, of course, now they're coming out with that big story because they're trying to get at Trump through Michael Flynn again being involved in that. But let me read you an article here real quick, and then
yes.
I want to make a couple of comments and give it back to you. This is really interesting. Skywatch TV, Tom Horn's group reporting. Listen to the headline. Palestinians and Jordanians confirm scheme from Thomas Horn's new book, The Third Temple, to expand the alliance to torpedo Trump's peace plan, originally intended to turn over the Temple Mount to Saudi Arabia, according to Tom Horn's Washington sources. So here we have, you know, we've had the Netanyahu, Salman, and Trump group alliance, if you will. So not only is the Third Temple apparently a plan, but also, remember, suddenly now we've got India and Pakistan at odds, about to go to war, and Mohammed bin Salman flies to Pakistan with a $20 billion deal to the Pakistanis and left there, and he's now in India with a $100 billion money package. Do you reckon maybe, you know, he could buy nukes from either one? Something big is going on behind the scenes with Mohammed bin Salman, who Stan Deo warned us to watch closely a long time ago.
Yep, he surely did, and he was absolutely correct. Makes you wonder, because in this war, Saudi Arabia does take a huge hit, according to there was a Jewish rabbi that studied Daniel 8, Daniel 11 real, real carefully, and he felt that they really did go forth and destroy a lot of things, and then we came in and did an aerial attack and all but destroyed them. So this is interesting. The House Oversight Committee, now chaired by Democrat Elijah Cummings, issued an interim staff report after several whistleblowers came forward to warn about efforts inside the White House to rush the transfer of highly sensitive U.S. nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia in a potential violation of the Atomic Energy Act. Well, of course, they never said anything about Obama's giving them billions of dollars in Iran. So, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, And then, like you brought up, we have the India-Pakistan situation that can explode any time. And, of course, we have the ancient prophecies that Iran and India would be the place where this nuclear business really starts to go. And hopefully in Venezuela they wouldn't use nukes. I mean, this is energy. It's energy, 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 and dollar, and dollar, and dollar. And that's all this whole thing is. And the U.S. makes some very serious mistakes, according to biblical prophecy. We make some very serious mistakes, and so does in Israel. You maybe remember, Larry, the bots, Cliff High's bots, about the Israeli mistake, and nobody knew really what it was, but we may be coming up on an answer to that here in the very near future. I hope not, but I do believe we're going to war. I don't think there's any question about it. The timing is perfect for all of this to be coming into fruition. And here's another headline that you need to comment on. Putin warns new weapons will point towards the United States if missiles are deployed in Europe. Said Wednesday that his country's new missiles would point towards the United States if Washington deploys missiles in Europe. He emphasized that Russia will not only respond if the United States makes the first move, but his remarks were among the strongest yet on a potential new arms race after the country's mutual pullout from the Cold War era nuclear weapons treaty. Let me be loud and clear, Putin told lawmakers gathered at the historic hall near the Kremlin for their annual address that is akin to the U.S. State of the Union speech. He continued with a message to Europe, saying Russia will be forced to create and deploy types of weapons that can be used against nations that pose direct threats. And in a clear reference to the United States, said Russian missiles would be trained on where the centers of decision-making are located. Wow. And with the new weapons that they have, we're really in, I believe, serious, serious trouble. What do you think?
Well, on top of that, Stuart, a report came out today, says Russian undersea nuclear drone is operational. Now, this is from Hal Turner. The Russian nuclear giant drone named Poseidon, equipped with nuclear warheads, is operational in the Russian Navy. And this is a warhead, by the way, of 200-plus megatons nuke. And I did vet that, and that information is out that they're already operational. So the underwater drones that we've been hearing about for the last couple of years are not just developed, they're already deployed, some of them. And, boy, it makes one wonder. What do you think?
Yeah, and you can bet they were going to be in the nuclear submarine Pacific Fleet, but you can also bet from Manask or whatever they call that place up there in the north that they're going to be in the Atlantic as well. And, well, they could use that any number of ways. They actually wouldn't even have to strike the United States. They could go over to La Palma, nuke La Palma, get it to, go into the sea and create a huge tidal wave and wipe out the entire east coast of the United States. boys with their toys and not too many brains. And that's unfortunately the problem with the human race. We don't have too many brains. We can't seem to get along at all, no matter, families don't even get along, let alone, a nation pulling apart at the seams. Seems like all of this is all coming together all too quickly, and it seems to be all very, very orchestrated. Considering we are coming up on the end of Israel's 70th year, and now we got another thing going on. USS Cook and other NATO ships enter the Black Sea. Russia's not going to put up with this stuff in Crimea and Crimea or whatever, however you want to pronounce it, and Ukraine. So here we are going in here now, stirring up more trouble. What's your take on that?
Well, it's very interesting because the USS Cook and the NATO ships that have gone into the Black Sea and are moving into a direction of Crimea, that was kind of heralded by some warnings from Hal Turner and a few others that nobody paid any attention to about a possible false flag situation created by Ukraine and the deep state with this very scenario. And now we're seeing the very scenario. You know, you were asking me on a couple of shows, well, where's the U.S. ships and where are the NATO ships? Because they didn't seem like they ever showed up. Well, now not only they showed up, but they're already operating in the Black Sea. And by the way, I did vet that with a new report from Zero Hedge. It says Russian warships shadowing U.S. destroyer USS Cook in close encounter in the Black Sea. Well, we're already now having, Stuart. And by the way, I sent you a movie that you'll get to watch soon. It's called Hunter Killer. It's really a pretty interesting movie. Kind of a scary movie because it shows how a deep state and a coup situation develops into maybe almost on the verge of World War III with similar scenarios.
Yeah, here's another headline. Tehran says risk of war with Israel great. Reportedly summons Pakistan's envoy. War rumors, war everywhere, folks. I mean, it's just we're heading into it, and I hope people have prepared. Larry and I have warned you to prepare, and I hope you have. Here's another headline, Venezuelan soldiers to guard border ahead of the entry. So there's a standoff developing, and we will go in. I don't think there's any question about it, and we'll use the excuse of humanitarian aid to do it. I don't know. It seems odd to me, Larry. All of this on the time schedule is perfect for the New World Order boys and girls that are orchestrating all this, and of course over them is Satan, and these people are all in the deep matrix, and they don't know it, and they're all going to perish in their sins because of it. It's just amazing. Before I forget, folks, I apologize again. We're snowed in again, and I want to just tell people who get our Best Global Report and Borderlands CDs that we'll be mailing them a little bit late because of the huge snowstorm we just had, and I guess we're getting another one on Sunday, so that's the way it is. What's your final comment? Oh, you had a kind of a vision. Maybe we should talk about that on Friday, but maybe could you give us a little bit of a, executive review of what it was about?
Well, it's very interesting. I was going to also note that seems to be a very interesting report. You know, if our information is correct with the aircraft carrier task force and group, that they have ships of Marines with them to land.
Ooh.
You don't send Marines, you know, ships of Marines, expeditionary Marine forces, to set out at sea. You're going to land them probably. So this is also off Venezuela with the aircraft carrier group.
Yeah. It's amazing what's going on. We'll talk about your vision on Friday. Very, very interesting, folks, and points to a specific book in the Bible that everybody really needs to reread and get familiar with. Close with this headline. You may soon have to give your DNA to the state and pay $250 for the privilege of doing it. There's a lot of stuff going on in all the states, and a lot of it has to do with gun control, and they are moving, and the reason they're moving towards it is because of the UN. They're starting to implement that UN treaty that we joined. Now, Trump sits there and says he's pro-gun. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, he's joining the UN gun deal. Be careful. What's going on here? Keep your eyes wide open. You may be in for a huge, huge surprise. And there's another one here that I'll quote. Dr. Brian Hooker's bombshell testimony before Congress reveals how the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines increase the deaths from measles. And, of course, they're trying to push everybody into taking the vaccines because the vaccine industry does billions of dollars. It's all about the money. That's all it is. Follow the money and you can figure out what's going on. And if you think they care about you, your babies, your children, your head is buried in the sand. Anyway, Larry, any final word?
Yeah, I was just going to leave the information. I saw a report on Fox News this morning that they are, Facebook, social media, et cetera, Twitter, are erasing all reports, prior reports involving vaccine problems. They're erasing all that data.
Yep. They're getting ready for forced vaccination, folks. You don't want that stuff. They could even incorporate the mark of the beast within it. These people are evil to the core. They're going to die. They're going to go to hell. They're in the matrix. They don't even know they're in the matrix. For all the wisdom they have, they don't even realize that they are truly in a matrix from which they will not escape because they have rejected the only way they could to escape, and they think that's a big joke. They're going to find out it isn't. Anyway, we'll see you on Friday, the Lord willing, and before that, if anything breaks. Anyway, good night, everybody. Thanks, Larry, for coming on, and we'll see everybody on Friday. Good night.